Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, 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 top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop, 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 stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
So I put my hands up to play my song with butterflies fly away. club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ dropped my favorite tune.
That was Miley Cyrus with her single that went pretty big back in 2010, Party in the USA. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to CCDM, Charlie.
I'm Zach.
Chris is not with us.
Chris is sound asleep in dreamland.
We're having this issue.
Actually, I guess in dreamland, he's awake and frolicking, but he's sound asleep in the real world.
Yeah, we need to deal with the fact that none of us ever seem to be able to wake up.
Altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always here. Just saying.
That's fair.
Just saying. Never missed a show. Just saying.
Yeah.
I
feel like Chris and I did a show together last year.
Without me?
Yeah.
No.
I forget why.
No.
I
have not missed one.
Okay.
Middle school. So everyone's like, oh, middle school is terrible. Middle school is terrible. So socially awkward. Oh, you are agreeing? I was going to ask you if you agree.
Middle school is terrible.
Why?
I mean, I generally thought that it wasn't as bad as people said. I feel like I had an okay time in middle school, but I definitely had like a worse time compared to high school and now.
Okay.
I think it's because everyone is just pubescent and hates the world and themselves.
All right. So your middle school experience, your entire middle school experience, go.
My entire middle school experience.
Or highlights that prove your argument.
I don't know if they're highlights. Just a general feeling of melancholy, hatred. Melancholy and hatred and social ostracization that wasn't there.
Oh, like you imagine that you were more ostracized than you were?
Yeah, like I felt like I was lonely and had no friends, when in reality everyone was lonely and had no friends, but I like fantasized that like everyone else had like friend groups, but like none of them did.
Oh, so literally no one in your middle school had any friends, including you.
Yeah, like they had like casual friends, but like so did I, but like I thought that everyone had like close-knit friend groups, when in reality they didn't. You know, and I always wanted like a close-knit friend group, you know.
Did you ever get a close-knit friend group?
I feel like I did, more so in high school and college.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But
I also mostly just grew to like live with it.
Yeah. I don't believe that no one had friend groups in your middle school.
They like had friend groups, but like they didn't have like really, really, really close like friends. Or at least like definitely
I also don't believe that fully.
Definitely, like, the boys, I feel like, didn't have that. I feel like the girls more so did.
Well, it's never really a boy thing when you're growing up. Well, it's when you're younger, and then you move to a different sort of style. But, like, the best friend that you're with literally all the time doesn't really exist as you hit puberty.
Yeah.
It's not a concept that is as important to have this one person who stands by you.
Yeah, exactly. And dealing with that fact is kind of difficult, I feel. Also, you're going through puberty and you hate yourself.
Why should dealing with that fact be difficult if that's just not a thing that people do? The boys do.
Yeah, well, because you don't... Like, it's not like a commonly known thing that you're kind of going to face the world alone. And I would feel like the media kind of...
I think saying you know, that you're going to face the world alone is a very strong...
Not face the world alone. But, you know, that your life isn't going to be Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide is a hard thing to deal with.
Oh, well, that's a completely different issue.
That show's amazing, first of all.
Yeah, made middle school seem...
It's awesome.
Much more exciting than it would be.
It seems so fun. But, you know, it's like he had Cookie and Moe's and...
No, what was the janitor's name? He had two friends.
What was the janitor's name? But still, like, he had two friends that they were, like, the unit, you know?
Yeah, well, part of that is because it wouldn't be very interesting to have a TV show.
It's because it's a TV show.
Yeah, and no, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying. It'd be kind of weird if the TV show was Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, where when he, like, occasionally went to characters, and you only saw characters once every, like, six episodes.
Yeah, no, it would be a terrible show.
Yeah, just wouldn't be good.
Hence the point. So that's, like, a social argument, but I can give a lot more arguments for, like, different aspects of middle school itself being terrible.
Okay, why don't we get those after some more music?
Exactly.
This next one, you definitely know, Zach, and some of you listeners might know, also from 2010, this is Tayo Cruz with Dynamite.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the folk came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on. No.
That was Beyonce with Single Ladies, parentheses open, put a ring on it, parentheses close, off of her album, I Am Sasha Fierce.
My mom is really enjoying this playlist for some reason.
I wonder if she's enjoying this talk through of your middle school days. So we said before...
I'm being purposefully closed off.
We said before the break that we were going to get into the literal examples now. We've talked about your theoretical...
Well, no, the social, your social versus the physical construct of middle school being terrible. Now, granted, this is going to be a little more specified, which might make it less relatable. I just feel like middle school is the time, so I'm going to try to make it as general as possible. Like, in setting up a middle school, which mine was 6 through 8. Was yours 6 through 8?
Yes.
Okay. I've been talking to some people recently who had, like, their middle school was just 7 and 8, and I'm like, that's a little weird to me. But anyway, the kids are old enough that you have to give them some sort of extra freedom, but they're not old enough yet to make smart decisions. So there has to be this weird, like, semi-police state around these children.
And the kids aren't really able outside of school to have the same level of freedom.
Exactly.
Being unable to drive and generally being immature.
Exactly. They're a group of children that don't realize that they're children. They think that they're in this, like, period above children when they really aren't.
This is why they call it being a tween.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's sort of a transitional period into the heightened independence of high school.
Which is still not that independent for at least the first 2 years.
Out of the childhood of elementary school, but the thing is, there is, like, no sort of period of where that sort of stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
The middle school, like being a tween, as they say, isn't actually really a defined thing. You just kind of go from the childhood to the young adulthood, but it's still a lot of crossover. It's very heavily overlapping.
Yeah, they're gradients.
And like, it overlaps the entirety of, for some people, it starts in elementary school, ends by like 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
For other people, it starts in like 6th grade. For me, at least, it starts in 6th grade and ends in like freshman year. And so you have a lot of these people at different stages of development in terms of puberty and sort of, and your emotional capabilities all in one building, trying to function in a slightly more independent environment and generally failing as they try and find their feet in
exactly
a world determined by sexual attraction and
but like
bigger
not.
Problems
like it's this weird mix. I mean, not to throw in Freud's five stages of psychosexual development into it, but I'm gonna throw Freud's stages of psychosexual development into it, where the last three stages are, or the last two stages are latent and genital, where latent is essentially this stage in between like weird fixations when you're a kid and like actual sexual attraction. Like, some kids are in genital and some are in latent, and some are like this weird space in between in middle school where it's just weird, you know. And when you've got those two groups interacting, it's just a strange combination, you know.
Yeah, no one knows how to function with societal norms such as dating.
Yeah. Middle school dating is the weirdest thing.
Middle school dating is the kind of dating I like to describe.
In complete hindsight, it's the weirdest
thing. Middle school dating is the kind of dating that I like to describe in most situations as you'll sit on the couch next to each other, but you won't really talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
I didn't experience it, so.
Didn't have a middle school girlfriend, and I'm very
happy
about that.
Yeah, we're probably better off for that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that sort of drama after another break, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to break this up nicely.
No, that's fair.
We're going to change... Well, actually, we're going to keep it at immature ravings about sexuality. This is Flo Rida featuring T-Pain with the song Low.
Wow.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on.
Poster, like a pornography poster, she showed her.
Apple bottom jean, jean.
ride just like my glide.
The artist who I can safely say is everyone's favorite reggae singer, Sean Kingston.
I don't know.
I can firmly say this. It is a fact. Sean Kingston with Fire Burning.
My favorite reggae singer is Sting. Is that culturally appropriate?
You have a PSA, Zach?
I do. So I was going to do the call 911 for emergencies PSA because of that lovely tune we just heard, but I found one that's more close to my heart, or closer to my heart. The Dead Cambridge Bicyclists PSA. So far in 2016, two bicyclists have been killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more have been injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities, and before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. When you're driving, focus on the road, and before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists.
Yeah, that may be a very comical crash to get into, but it hurts at the end of it.
Getting doored is, like, I remember...
Have you ever gotten doored?
I have not gotten doored.
Is that the term?
I've almost gotten doored. My AP English teacher in 12th grade once told us a story about almost getting doored on Mass Ave and just how frightening that is for the 2 seconds that you are braking.
Oh, I'm sure. But we have digressed now with the PSA. So
I biked in middle school to let off steam. I did a lot of walking and biking to let off steam in middle school.
Was some of that steam romance related? Because that's what we're going to talk about now.
Attemptedly.
So, Zach, who do you like?
Ugh.
That kind of sums up the middle school experience in terms of romantic interests for people.
That phrase just, like, totally, like, gives me chills now. Yeah, just because of disgusting it is.
Like, who do you like? Like,
ugh. Ugh. You know what's, like, the worst one is, like, I had friends who legitimately, like, didn't have interest in anybody, but no one would believe them.
That still can happen to a point today, but it's not as
prevalent.
Yeah, well, it's because there is, like, not this deep attachment necessarily. It's a very superficial crush thing where, like, you're expected to have one, and it's not like many middle school sweethearts get married.
Yeah, or have any sort of actual relationship. It's weird. It's very weird, and it's not asexuality. It's just like,
well, for some it's disinterest, and for others it's just,
yeah. For others,
it comes back to what we were saying about how it's sort of a mix of childhood and like this early high school sense of independence and quasi faux adulthood.
Yeah.
And so everyone wants to be like the adults and have romantic relationships, or not even like the adults, like the high schoolers.
Like, yeah, and some actually do have those feelings, but most don't.
Yeah,
which just adds another wrench into the system. It's a very shallow period
because no one understands how to function as a person.
Yeah, because no one actually really knows. Like, it sounds so. So cliche, but no one actually knows who they are yet, you know?
Take, for example, the bar mitzvah.
Again,
you have no experience in an Irish Catholic
town. My experience with bar mitzvahs was very
low. No experience, but I have enough for you as well.
Yeah.
But so the bar mitzvah is just a party. It's like you hire a DJ. Most of the time, I didn't do that. I had trivia because I'm weird. But you hire a DJ and it's a huge dance party for up to 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just like, everyone's just like dancing chastely and nothing ever like gets on because the parents are still
parents are
there.
Yeah.
So everything.
But like,
is
even
like,
if parents weren't there, nothing.
There's
would
always
happen.
This, there's always like the overhanging, adult like chaperones that control everything, even though there is a specter of independence.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're going to a party with your friends and your parents aren't necessarily there, and everyone can dance and like you get free stuff and you can get food and you can pretend to be an adult because you're dressing up in suits. Mm-hmm. But there are parents and there are aunts and uncles and grandparents and a weird 35-year-old guy who DJs bar mitzvahs
for
and his motivators, who are young people, the two or three young people who like know the choreographed dance steps and are there to be like really, really nice and like almost to an extent with older parties, they flirt sometimes with the guests, but
strange,
just to get them into the dancing and stuff like that.
So you had a lot of bar mitzvahs. Did you have Sweet 16 experience? This is a little bit.
I went to one Sweet 16.
Okay, I had a
but
little
because,
more Sweet 16
because
experience.
We have bar mitzvahs, you don't really need to double up. That'd be...
That works.
Just a waste of money.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Because it's a similar experience, albeit slightly less awkward, because everyone in that room is either 15 or 16.
Yeah. No, bar mitzvahs are replaced Sweet 16s for my school, and... yeah, they're everyone's 12, 13, or in some cases 14.
Mm, I feel that. And you have the some people for Sweet 16s, not all people, but some people have the ability to drive, which is, I think...
Yeah, no one has the ability to drive.
The ability to drive, or it's either you have the ability to drive or like one of your friends does. Like at that stage, like that was like end of sophomore year for me. So like one of my friends like knew how to drive.
Driving is a big part actually of that maturation project.
I 100%
progress.
I think any process, any dating you do before you have the ability to drive is not real.
Or not even just or in that, like just, one in, just in anything. The fact the necessity of getting picked up by a parent at the end of the night or being dropped off by a parent in the beginning of the night makes everything more difficult and takes away from the experience almost because you lose some of the possibilities
because you need to keep parents updated as to where you are and what you're doing and when you need to be picked up, and you always have to be conscious of that limit.
It still has some qualities of a play date. It's not a play date,
but it totally has that quality. Yeah, no, very interesting. Very interesting. I would love to void all of the dates that I went on before I could drive myself to them, though, independently. Any date where I was driven to it by my parents, I would love to void out.
Kind of an awkward... You want to compartmentalize those things.
Yeah.
But at that age, you cannot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, and it's one of those things also, like... There are a lot of relationships that you see go on for months and months and months with like no real signs.
Yeah.
So it's like
just because
it's the
both
idea.
Parties don't have a better option.
It's more of the idea of dating someone as popularized by pop culture and what they see around you compared to necessarily the actual desire to go through with the adult process. It's the teething and puberty of the romantic experience in the same way that middle school is literal puberty
and
for
what
most
I think,
people.
What I think is so interesting about that is that I feel like a lot of high schoolers like date for the exact same reason, only because there's kind of an added sexual component to it. Like it's not as obvious, you know? But with middle school, it's literally just like, oh, these two children don't talk to each other. But for some reason, they claim they're dating each other.
All right, let's play some more music.
I agree.
This one is Lady Gaga, who just came out with a new album. This one is actually off of her disc, The Fame Monster. And it's the same name as everyone's favorite brand of dance-inspired console games. This is Just Dance.
Cheese, I love my phone. gotta pick it up like a call. I'ma hit it, I'ma leave it, latch onto it until tomorrow, yeah.
Shorty, I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, stay, let me watch you break it down.
Solo, solo. I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm loving cloud nine, my head's in the sky.
I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
Jason Derulo with Riding So, excuse me, Riding
Jason
Solo
Derulo.
Off of his album, Jason Derulo.
So here's what's interesting. So you mentioned that most of these songs come from 2010.
2010-ish, yeah. 2010-ish. 2009 to 2011 yeah. around.
So a lot of these are from my sister's final years in high school, if not like her first year in college, which really freaks me out. Like that these songs are associated with something other than other than my awkward stage.
Yeah, I mean, these are like quintessentially a lot of these come off of my Spotify bar mitzvah playlist.
Immediately when I saw the title of this playlist, I was like, this is mostly bar mitzvah nights.
It is mostly my bar mitzvah nights playlist, but that's because fact is that it overlapped so much that what they played at bar mitzvahs was always what was popular at the time, and what was popular at the time is what makes up this playlist.
Plus, I assume two line dances at least.
No line dances in like the electric slide.
Oh yeah, electric slide. Oh yeah, Cupid Shuffle or Cotton Eye Joe.
Cupid Shuffle didn't get big until recently.
Oh, Cupid Shuffle always had that.
For us, it was always the electric slide and the Cotton Eye Joe. I never liked the Cotton Eye Joe. It was too. It's too kitschy for me.
I liked the endurance aspect a lot. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. The electric slide is just fun for the entire family.
Yeah. My only parallels that I'm really using for this are high school dances, because I went to a lot of high school dances.
Yeah, I didn't go to any.
I went to a few.
I went to a middle school graduation like dance, which was terrible.
Oh, I went to that too. That was the only middle school dance I went to.
I was in this bar mitzvah phase, the bar mitzvah years, and then this dance the year after, which was kind of like a glorified secular educational bar mitzvah, was I hated this music that we're playing. Like, I just couldn't stand it, and I couldn't stand dancing to it. I didn't know how to dance to popular music, even though these songs have like good beats to dance to. I just was unable to because for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I just would stake out the quietest corner of the room where there would be a seat, and I would sit down, and sometimes I would hang out with people. Otherwise, I would just kind of sit awkwardly in my jacket and shirt and pants, and I would kind of sip a drink and pretend that my Shirley Temple was actually a red wine, and I was much more pretentious than I was.
Oh, I did that so much.
That's kind of a big part of middle school. Like, the kind of overarching idea that we've come across during our talks over what's been most
of
this hour,
52 minutes,
is that it's a lot of imitation of adulthood.
Yeah.
And fancying yourself much more of an adult than you actually are. And the point that you come to, or the point that we seem to have come to and a bunch of other people came to, is that you transition out of tweenhood and into teenagerdom when you stop almost trying to imitate adulthood and you accept being younger.
Mm-hmm.
And you accept the process and don't try and make the jump straight away. In a way.
I think they're...
If that makes
sort
sense.
Sort of, but I also think that there's kind of a point.
I mean, that's only for aspects of it.
You're able, there's definitely a point where you're able to kind of handle yourself as an entity with agency.
Yeah, so you become able to handle yourself and you accept the given circumstances.
Yeah, like I remember me and one of my friends in like, I would say 9th grade and 10th grade were actually like, we were able to like be ourselves and like do fun original things that that in middle school I feel like we weren't able to do. You know, like I remember after like just what you were saying about being at bar mitzvahs and kind of being alone and not doing anything, or maybe occasionally like talking to people. Like that's what I was like in middle school more, but like 9th grade, 10th grade of high school, like me and my friend would just start like messing with people. Like in one time.
Oh,
during,
so you just
during our freshman dance.
No, so that kind of corroborates with what I say. You stop trying to be an adult and you just became a troll.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we tried really hard during our 9th grade, like end of year dance, to sneak chairs into the dance floor just to see what would happen. And interesting things happened, you know.
Let's end with that thought. This has been CCD Middle School Edition, Middle School Confidential with Zach and Charlie. We're going to play you out with some more exciting middle school music heading into the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, 91.5 WMFO. This is off of the album My World, Justin Bieber, back in the Bieber Flow generation with... baby.
With child.
Oh, 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 oh. You know you love me, I know you care, just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You want my love, you want my heart, and we will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Said there's another in the right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time, and I was like,
came between us, no could ever come above. She had me going crazy, oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily, don't need no Starbucks. Woo! She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
it's hard to say that I rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread. As they say.